Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Is this a global economy or what? We've been in a trade war with China for nearly 2 years. Farm and ranch exports have suffered a dramatic setback. Soybean prices are in the tank, and corn is not looking much better right now. Our domestic market can't save us. We need the world market. Out of the blue comes African swine fever. The disease is fatal to hogs, but not harmful to humans. In just a short 6 months, China has lost 200 million hogs. Noel White, CEO and Tyson Food, reports that we can expect a 5% reduction in availability of meat worldwide because of African swine fever. In order to meet their consumer demand for meat, China will have to increase their imports of not just pork, but chicken and beef. Farmers and ranchers in the United States, with increased meat production suffering with low meat prices last year, this has all changed almost overnight. Domestic supplies of meat in the United States will come up short, and prices will rise. I am already seeing this as prices of the hogs we sell have gone up. Amazing. On the other side of the world, African swine fever strikes and my prices go up. We need a big drought somewhere in the world to give our grains a lift. There's no escaping the reality that we live in a global economy. Another thing to consider, even if we get a resolution of the trade dispute with China, with less hogs, they won't need as much corn or soybeans. You know, dead pigs, they just don't eat very much. Trade talks are expected this week with China. Optimism of a resolution is not what it was. President Trump says China has reneged on their trade commitments, and he threatens to add more tariffs. Just keep your fingers crossed. We have trade negotiations with the European Union this week also. Where that will go, we don't know. Because they say, we're not going to talk about agriculture. The U.S. ag industry is amazingly productive and efficient. Our production exceeds domestic demand by 25%. We don't have enough hungry mouths to feed. We need the global market. And I am John Block. Next week, I'll be down on the farm.